Thanks very much to Tu Whenua Rō. Ngā tāna hera for that. I'm going to go straight to the lines now to talk to our tūngāne, Joel Ngātuere from Te Whareroa Marae in Tauranga Moana. Wow, just wow. Companies still dumping their paruparu in our waterways, making us māuiui. Here to talk to us, Joel Ngātuere from Whareroa Marae. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te tūngāne. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much for spending time with us. We have spoken to you on many occasions about the pollution from the industrial companies, the industrial plants from around the marae. Nothing seems to have been done, and in fact, it seems to have increased with some of the PFS or the, you know, the paru that is in the waterways. What is happening here?
What's happened is that the government and the local councils have allowed heavy toxic industries to be built up around our marae and around our papakainga, so close that their balance agri-nutrients is 80 metres away from our kaumātua flats and 40 metres away from our closest whānau. It's a complete mess. It's a complete mess. But I guess for us, it's a purposeful design on our whānau. Purposefully ring fencing us. The PFAs, they haven't been found in the water table directly below us as yet, but they've been identified along the waterways that run parallel with our whenua. Regional council are still unpacking and investigating just how serious it is. But I mean, it is bad because it's right on our doorstep. And what we do know from Ohakia and Woodburn at the air force bases there is that once it hits the water table, then it travels quite fast. So we're waiting to see on that.
And how is the health of our tamariki and kaumātua in those areas, in that area?
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Everybody knows it's bad. In terms of local government and central government, they're fully aware how bad it is. Toitora, our public health, have stood up and said, look, this is not, we don't need to do any investigations. We know how bad this is for this whānau when they're being exposed to chemicals, toxic chemicals every day, and they all know, and we know how bad that is. I guess the impact that has on the human body, so they know what it is, how bad it is through medical and scientific research, and we know how bad it is because of we've been living it for over 60 years, and we've just buried our second kuya. One of our kuia, not too long ago, because of the air pollution.
And yet, your Tauranga City Council, your council, they have been removed and a set of commissioners being put in place. One of them, of course, is from your rohe, Shadrach. And surely he knows what's going on.
Oh, he's well aware of it. And so are the other commissioners. We've had them at the marae and we've presented them to them a number of times. Just like we've had the Labour Party turn up last year, 1 week before elections, and make promises to us that haven't been fulfilled. It's quite frustrating because we local government know about it. Regional council know about it, and so does central. But it's all well and good to come here and to come to our whānau and say, oh look, this is really bad. But it's another thing to go away and be a leader and do something about it.
Look, if this wasn't a flasher area of Tauranga, would the council and would the council and central government and the Environment Court act a lot more quicker and more emphatically if it was a rich white area?
I can guarantee. Well, I guess if you look at, are there any other examples in this country where they've purposely gone and built heavy industries right around a well-established community? I mean, there's a reason why you can't go and just put heavy industry right next to a church, or or a kindergarten, or a private boarding school. But for some reason, you can do that right next to our kōhangareo, our marae, and right on top of our whānau. So I can guarantee that if anyone went to put us, a resource management consent to put heavy industry right next to a well-established, affluent community, it'll be wouldn't even be looked at.
So we're seeing and we're witnessing blatant systemic racism at council level in ring-fencing the marae. One would then assume, we understand it's a marae and it's your ahika, your whenua, but you kind of get the idea that they want you gone.
There's been many discussions, veiled comments to suggest that maybe we should relocate. Irregardless of the fact that the whānau there have been there since the early 1800s. But the thing is, where does the marae go? Because they've taken the whenua for the the whenua next to the port. They've taken the whenua for the airport, and they've taken the whenua for the heavy industrial area. So it's all well and good for regional, local or central government or anyone to suggest that the whānau should just pack up and leave. But one, why should they? Two, where do they go? And three, is that what this country is all about? We support heavy industry, any big corporate industry, over the health and well-being of our citizens.
Absolutely, very well put. And again, we've got to emphasise, why would we go anywhere? That is your kāinga, that's your ahika, and there is no go. If anyone needs to go, it is the surrounding companies and organisations that are committing the atrocity by omitting the paruparu into your community. Mm. I mean, wow.
Yeah, there's just this, there's the air pollution that's coming from these heavy industries. They're affecting thousands of people right through the melt. Like, we have people coming to us to, with support and talking about what they're experiencing. From Lynx Ave right through to the base of the mount, albeit different, no one has heavy industry 40 metres away like we do.
We wish you all the very, very best, Joel, to you and to the whānau. We hope that one day when we kōrero again, it won't be around, yet another company that has established themselves and contributed, added to the paruparu and to the challenges that you are facing there. We wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you. If I just can just say before leaving that, I guess our invite stands to Minister Mahuta to follow through with what she promised us when she came to our marae last year. We remain hopeful that her office stops disregarding us, and that she does come through and follow through with what she said she would before elections.
That's right. Let's see if Minister can follow through on her cordial.